you know, I actually wrote that song when I was full-time songwriting, and I hadn't made the decision to start making my own music. And I wrote the song with my buddies Mark Trussell and Jordan Minton, and then we pitched it pretty much to everybody in town, and to every country artist, and no one wanted it. Like, literally no one wanted it. And you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. To be a songwriter now, you gotta have some really thick skin, because there's gonna be a lot of times where you feel like you got something special and no one else is going to recognize it, you know. But I believed in myself, I believed in the song, I knew the song was special, but for whatever reason, no one saw what I was seeing, you know. And that's okay, you know. And in the end, I think it was meant to be, because that song was always meant to be mine, you know. So when I decided a couple years later to make my own album, that song had always kind of stuck in the back of my head. And so I dusted it off, and I said, you know, I told my wife, I was like, this one has to be on the album. It's, you know, it just, it feels so me.